The next concept that I want to talk about is ambiguous messages. Now, in the English languages, there are many words that cover several meanings simultaneously. Let's take the word bank, for example. The minute you hear the word bank, most people think about the bank you place your money in. But bank also means the bank by the side of a river, which is a very different kind of bank. There's also another kind of bank, which is a maneuver that an aeroplane will cover. So depending on where you are and what context you're in, the different types of bank will be the one that springs first into your mind. Now, what is happening is the unconscious mind, when it hears the word bank, it must analyze it, all the possible meanings, and then select the most appropriate one for you given the circumstances, which means the context that you create will prime the actual response that you get. Now, this becomes very interesting, particularly when we come on to embedded suggestions later, because it gives you the ability to actually speak to people on multiple levels at the same time. Ambiguities allow you to give the conscious mind one particular message, whilst the unconscious mind, which is processing all possibilities, also begins to track a separate message underneath the first. As an example, I could say to you the words, and then we were ready to bank. Now, I could tell that in the context of sitting in an aeroplane and flying, you know, through the air, and then we're ready to bank to make our next maneuver. Now, let us say that in this particular context, however, I'm trying to help you to use your money more wisely and start banking with it rather than actually just keeping it under your mattress. So provided that we've set a context up in advance, or perhaps the idea has been planted, seeded, as you've learned to already seed suggestions in the past. It's also something you can do with embedded suggestions, which we'll come onto in a moment. So whilst you're listening to the story about flying high and about, you know, the airplane being just ready to bank now, the same message, ready to bank, at the unconscious level, will begin to attach to the alternative meanings, being ready to bank and go to a bank and start using these things. Now, this is a very sophisticated concept. This is beginning to introduce the idea of multiple layers of meaning and multiple layers of communication occurring at the same time. It happens all the time, just people aren't aware of it. Now, you begin to sensitize yourself to this. It allows you to create very rich double meanings, which can affect people in different ways. If you want to have a place where this happens naturally, read many of Shakespeare's plays, and you'll find a lot of puns and word plays which occur there, which have the several layers of meanings occurring at the same time. Now, in that case, it's a little bit more obvious so that people can track it consciously. Now, when we come to embedded suggestions, I'll show you a way of doing that in a way that people will track it unconsciously, so it again bypasses the critical factor.